St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Reverend Pastor Father Michael Hurley on December 24th, 2019, the Solemn Mass of Christmas. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 14, proclaimed by Deacon Dino Ornido.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O
Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in that fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high breaks upon us to shine on those in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. These words uttered by Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist, are fulfilled in our hearing tonight, particularly at Midnight Mass. Now, Midnight Mass is special. unique, first of all, because, well, it's at midnight. No other Mass in the whole liturgical year is as late or perhaps as early as this one. In fact, I was talking with another priest, a little professional curiosity sharing of notes, and he confessed to me that this year their midnight Mass will be at 9 p.m. I said, well, why don't you just call it a 9 p.m. vigil? He said, no. It's the midnight, has the readings, the prayers, midnight. Actually, what he said was, it's midnight somewhere. The power of midnight Mass. Perhaps the reason, as Zechariah prophesies, that we gather in the midst of cold and darkness, a moment when all of creation is naturally at rest and slumber, is because we are eager and awake, glimpsing and yearning to see the dawn from on high, the light of Christ and the light of his new birth. Think about it in a historical sort of way. We've heard the expression that it is always darkest before when? Always darkest before the dawn. Now, if this is true, then the darkest era of human history is in the past. It's behind us. The darkest moment of human experience is in the past. Make no mistake, there is certainly a fair amount of darkness, of sin, of death, of conflict, both home and abroad, within our lives and our families. And yet, the celebration of Christmas is the recognition that Christ's light has sparked in human history, that God has illumined us in our darkness, and even in those places where there is darkness and gloom, we are not alone. After all, Christ is called Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. Even in the midst of our darkness, we are not alone. Christ the light, eager to come alive and illumine our minds and our hearts. And this is why we have signs of light all around us, from our Advent candle with ever-increasing light, and now the Christ candle in the middle, our trees, as is our wont, illumined with those sparks of light. Even the exterior of the church, new light there, as well. We Dominicans, we've been here for over 150 years. This church building, nearly 100 years old. And for the first time in our history, a few weeks ago, the front of the church is illumined. There are lights in the front of the church. And Pastor, very, very excited for this. We're just at the first stage of lighting. Perhaps if you came in, you noticed it. It was interesting, that first weekend, it was a Saturday night, I was out in the front of the church, kind of looking at it, seeing where the next stage, given the generosity of the parish, might bring us over by the sign. I noticed a group of people walking down the street past the church Saturday night, kind of an animated conversation, and they didn't notice me, but they did notice the facade of the church, and they stopped. They kind of chatted amongst each other. I was too far away to hear what they said, but it ended with this phrase. I caught the snatch of phrase. Someone said, well, the light is on. Let's go in and see. And all of a sudden, they did a U-turn right into the church. And of course, curiosity got the best of me. What did I do? Follow them at a distance. And I watched as they entered into the church, came down the side aisles, admired the confessional, that hand-wrought woodworking of our confessionals, came over by Our Lady of Guadalupe, spent a moment at the relic of the True Cross, the altar of the Holy Name where our creche is, proceeded across the front and to admire the rood screen, to admire the tabernacle and ended over by St. Jude, where they sat down, and they must have spent a good 5 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes, just sitting there quietly. And I just observed this. And as they exited the church, it was clear to me that they perhaps weren't familiar with kind of church practice. They probably weren't Catholic, not even Christian. And yet, as they left, there was a sense of radiance on their face. They had probably gone out for dinner Saturday night, beginning of December, and what had they seen? A light that was on, that had beckoned to them, attracted them, and they came into this place, that spiritual home of St. Dominic's, and they encountered nothing less than the presence of the light of Christ. The beautiful image of what Christ wants to do. He wants to enlighten our lives and our hearts. The Christmas story filled with these spirits. The shepherds, for example, how do they know where Jesus is or that Jesus is even born? We heard that gospel chanted, huh? The angels coming in a blaze of light and glory. Again, how do the Magi know where is Bethlehem? Where is that manger? The light of what? The star which guides them. Every person that comes into contact with Christ, the child, mother and child, walks away from that encounter filled with the light of that encounter, filled with that sense of joy. Simeon, Anna, we hear later on in the presentation, can't wait to share that light with others. And so it is for us this night. We are called to open our hearts and receive the light of Christ. Christ wants to be our light. And so what would it look like for us to receive that light? Well, make no mistake, we have a fair bit of darkness in our own lives, right? Each one of us. Life is difficult, make no mistake. Christmas doesn't wash away the difficulties of life. Perhaps the darkness in our life is a sense of grief, the loss of a loved one in this past year, the deterioration of health or of plans. Perhaps it's feeling frustrated or stuck in life, kind of topped out in our career and our job. Our life seems to be just an endless sense of routine. Or perhaps our relationships, the darkness of wounds, the family members and friends who we've hurt or who we have hurt, and yet we aren't able to let go, to forgive, to find a way forward. Each one of us has and holds darkness in our life. And yet in this moment, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christ so desperately wants to illumine aspect of our life. He wants to be our life. So what would it look like for us to truly celebrate a Merry Christmas? Well, let me tell you. To invite Christ to be our light. Three-word prayer. You know I love three little word prayers, right? That can connect us. Christmas is not just a day, it's 12 days. For the next 12 days, what if you got up in the morning and simply said these three words? Turn to the Lord and say, Christ, be my light. Wherever the day takes me, whatever struggles, whatever frustrations, whatever grief, whatever feeling stuck, whatever wounds, be my light. Be my light. The vision statement of St. Dominic's, our parish, and if you know it, you can say it with me. What are we called to be? We are called to radiate. And what are we radiating? We are radiating the joy of the gospel. And we can't radiate joy, we can't illumine lives unless we receive Christ, who is our light. And so, this night, in the cold, in the darkness, in the dead of night, we gather and we glimpse for the radiance of the dawn and to pray, Christ, be my light. Amen.